This is your classical break, a chance to take a step back and enjoy some great music in the middle of a busy day. I'm Tyler Alderson, and today and tomorrow we'll be listening to Anton Reicha's 7th Wind Quintet. Listening to it today, you might not immediately think technology, but the instruments you'll hear were going through extensive development during Reicha's time at the turn of the 19th century. And this made them particularly interesting to composers like Reicha, who had new sounds that they could play around with. Now take the flute, for example. The transverse flute, which is the kind that you hold sideways, you blow over a hole to create the sound. This has been around essentially forever. It's one of the oldest known instruments, and the oldest and simplest variety is just a stick or a piece of bone with a few holes drilled into it. Now, acoustically, there are certain points where you can drill the holes to make each note play in tune better with better tone. But at a certain point, you start running into the limits of the human hand. You can't place your fingers in certain configurations. So the development of the flute is really a series of compromises. You put holes in a place where the player can reach, but it still makes a good, in-tune sound. And it gets tougher once you want to play chromatically, with every note being equally important. It's much easier to design a flute to only play a certain set of notes, rather than the whole chromatic scale. So that's where keys come in. Instead of a player's fingers covering the holes, flute makers started creating systems of levers and pads that made previously unreachable holes usable. The flutes that classical players use today are almost entirely covered with these pads. They're actually very complex instruments. Pressing one thing might end up covering three holes at the same time, and everything is finely placed for perfect intonation, a strong, even sound across the entire range of the instrument. You can change other things, too. The shape of the bore on the inside of the instrument, the embouchure hole, which is where you blow into the flute. Everything was being played around with and perfected. And a similar thing happened to oboes, bassoons, and clarinets. Again, these are derived from instruments that you'll find all over the place. The basic idea of using a vibrating reed to create a sound have been around at least since ancient Egypt. And in some ways, it hasn't changed that much. Players today still actually use reed plants. In fact, a lot of players make their own reeds from scratch. But the same issues with tuning and tone and range and volume, they were forcing makers to constantly make the instruments better, adding keys, fooling around with the bore. We'll listen to the first two movements today, and then the third and fourth movements tomorrow. Now, the first movement starts off with this bubbly little introduction, but everything changes to a somber march just a few seconds in. It's really strange, because everything goes right back to the bubbliness. We don't hear that slow march bit again. The flute pops out in this movement. It's dancing over the top of the other instruments. And the second movement does the conventional slowing things down a little bit. It gives the oboe, especially, some nice little solo bits. Here's the Sonny Ventorum Wind Ensemble with the first and second movements of Reicha's 7th Wind Quintet.
Thank you. Thank you.
Listen to all the different sounds, from the bright and punchy sound of the flute to the warm, fuzzy sound of the horn. It's tough to balance everything just right, and Reicha does a great job here. The first and second movements. Thanks to the Sony Ventorum Wind Ensemble for putting this up on the web. You can hear more from their archive at soniventorum.com. That's SONIVENTORUM.com. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a moment, please rate and review this podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, wherever you get it. I'm Tyler Alderson, and tomorrow for your classical break, we'll be finishing up with Reicha's 7th Wind Quintet. We'll explore why Reicha had such a great year for woodwinds. See you then.